Hi, everybody. This is April, speaking to you from Space Year 2023. That's right. I'm cutting in here to let you know that it has now been 10 years, a full calendar decade since I started this podcast, Go Bayside. And as you've probably noticed the entire time, it was very DIY. I was never on a network. There's never been any ads in any of the episodes. And now that it's been 10 entire years that it's been out there in the ether on every possible podcast player for you to enjoy, I am taking the first 50 episodes and I am archiving them. So episodes 1 through 50 will now only be available on my Patreon, which is patreon.com/AprilRichardson. If you go there, there's several tiers that I think are very reasonable. The first being just to have access to all of the Go Bayside archive episodes. The rest being to catch up on the new stuff that I'm making should you be interested in hearing me talk about other things that aren't Saved by the Bell related. So there you go. It's been 10 years, you guys. 10 years listening to me talk nonsense about this television show. And now you can join me over at patreon.com/AprilRichardson. Or if it's easier for you to remember, you can go to baremins.com. That is BAREMINS.com. And you can find all of the old Go Bayside episodes there for you to enjoy. Play until your heart's content. Leave comments. See the photos on my old green couch. Join us there, please. And thank you so much for 10 years of supporting Go Bayside.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Go Bayside, the one and only Saved by the Bell podcast, where I, April Richardson, have a friend or colleague over to watch an episode of the show, and then we deconstruct it for you critically. Now, today's guest is a real special get because he told me he's never done a podcast before ever. You can talk. Oh. You can just say like, hi.
Hi, April. Oh, to everyone. Hi. Oh, okay. Yeah, hi.
He's never done a podcast before, even though he's like a big shit, serious, important comedy writer named Aaron Blitstein.
So important.
Big time stuff.
Every word, I get $5. So every
I can't afford
time.
You.
Well, you know.
All right, the episode that we just watched is called The Teacher Strike, and the original air date was October 31st, 1992. Now, Aaron, what I need you to do is the guest's duty. Give me a synopsis of the entire plot, like a 4 or 5 sentence TV guide style synopsis of the whole thing, and then we'll get down to biz.
Okay, well, the plot is, I'm going to tell you what I think they would say the plot is, and then I'm going to tell you what I think I think the plot is. I think the plot, according to, say, you know, your TV guide would be, Zach and Mario Lopez
and his crew
try to sabotage a teacher's strike thing. They're trying to create a teacher strike so they can go skiing while simultaneously there is an academic bowl happening. There's an academic bowl happening.
Yes.
Okay, that's what the TV guy would never say what I just said, because that sounded like I'm suffering from some sort of like mental issue. But what I would say this plot should be is Screech dead? Like, is Screech dying?
No,
like,
I guess he just even has come like, back. Like he doesn't. He just has like the most extreme flu ever, I guess.
But he's in the hospital.
He's in the actual
at the end
hospital.
Of this, and these guys are like, "We won." Wait, what happened to the other character? There's like 7 people in this school, and one of them is in the hospital, and we don't give a shit. So, yeah.
And cheating is good.
And
that's
cheating.
What you said.
Cheating is good.
Like, so the point of this episode is cheating is a good thing to do.
Yeah, they cheat. Like, blatantly, and not at any point do they say, like, they should either cheat and lose, or cheat and then realize, you know what, guys,
like, cheating,
what
not
did we do?
Yeah,
we shouldn't
exactly
have done this, you know, We're better than this. They're not better than this, though. That's the thing.
Okay. Beautifully done.
Thank you.
For your first time ever on any podcast ever.
All right. I'll see you later.
Okay. Okay. So the episode opens with they're all in the Max, which is like their hangout thing. And Lisa, Jesse, and Screech are practicing for the Academic Bowl. There's going to be a lot of holes I got to fill in. Hey, because you've never seen the show.
Right. No, okay. I have, but not.
Well, you
I've
don't
never.
Know.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Unless I was sick, then, you know, watching this, like, stuck and I didn't have the remote, then I was.
You've never seen a whole entire episode.
I don't believe so.
Well, because in this one, like, Lisa, for some reason, is in the act. Lisa's character is, like, this shallow, fashion obsessed,
right.
Gossipy. Like, there's no reason she would ever be on the Academic Bowl. There's
right.
No reason that would be her interest. She would not pursue that. That's a weird thing. I mean, of course, it's because they don't have enough people.
Right.
But
why?
It's so.
But it was, so, like. Oh, well, Screech is the guy in the
Screech
group.
And Jesse are. Screech is the nerd,
right.
And Jesse is, like, academically minded. Like, she would be on it, too, but
yeah.
Lisa wouldn't. Like, she wouldn't care at all, but she's, like, passionately trying to learn shit for the Academic Bowl.
Oh, okay.
And the main question, apparently the hardest question so far is, what is the zip code of Northern Zimbabwe? And they repeat that question like four times, like, no, we have to fucking know this.
Yeah, it would have been cool if they had a callback to that at the end, like if that was the
winning question.
Yeah, the winning
yes.
question. Yeah,
but is there a zip code?
I'm gonna go ahead and say no, because that makes no sense. Well, no, but I mean,
I guess if you want to mail somebody something in Northern Zimbabwe,
yeah,
but it's obviously it's not like it's gonna be like 90046 or whatever.
Right. I think the major question is, at any point in time, do you think someone in, I don't know, like a producer of the show or something said, why don't we call, like, Screech is so weird, should we just call him Jew? Because, like, it is the most blatant, like.
But he's not. It's so funny that you bring that up, because in other episodes, he has said stuff about, like, being a Presbyterian or something. Like,
for real?
I swear to God. Like, one of the jokes or whatever is when somebody goes,
one of the jokes is, he's not Jewish. Look at his nose. Doesn't make, no, that's the joke. He's still not Jewish. He's not, no tips. No, but he's still not Jewish.
No, it is something like he just says, like, no, I'm Presbyterian. Like, that's the punchline of something. So he, yeah, he's
is
not.
Definitely not Jewish.
He's not in this show. He's not supposed
right.
to be Jewish.
So it's like Seinfeld, where it's like four guys who. Like four characters who are Jews pretending to not be Jews to, like, yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
No, you're not the first to point out, like, how obviously Jewish he is, but within the show, like, he's totally
right.
not.
Because he's smart. He's, I don't know, I've never watched those Dustin Diamond videos. If he's.
He's terrible.
He's terrible.
And gross. You're shaming your people right now.
I've never seen, he doesn't eat seafood at all in this episode. So, yeah.
So they're studying, they're like rehearsing or whatever for the Academic Bowl. They're real stuck on Northern Zimbabwe's zip code question. Can't get it figured out. And then that's when Zach and Slater come in and they're like, yo, it's going to be awesome when we go skiing this weekend. Which, that was the other thing. Oh, I guess they're going to skip on a Friday. Because they're like, yeah, we're going skiing this weekend. But then everybody's like, well, how are you getting out of school to do it? But I guess they're going to skip on a Friday. But then they also talk about how it's like winter break.
I mean, can they?
Don't you get time off? You get time off for winter break. You get like Christmas off.
Well, apparently
whatever.
They get no time off because they live in this school. They're there all the fucking, like, they've never, like, they're there on the weekend. They're there where it's like shut down,
it's
and
like
there's
night.
Like a meeting. It's night. Yeah, it's like night. And they're just like, hey, what's going on? I don't know. I'm just standing outside of this classroom. Like, wait.
It's 9 o'clock. It's 9 p.m.
This is like the only people where, like, the parents are like, you need to stop going to school so much. Like, what is going on here? Why are you spending so much time in school?
The parents like, can you come home for dinner, please? Like,
yeah.
Stop being at school.
What do you like? Go to the mall, damn it. Crazy.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So he's like, yeah, they're like, we can't wait to go skiing. It's going to be awesome. And then they're like, well, how are you going to get out of class? And then that's when the subject of the teacher strike comes up somehow. Like, oh, I think Screech says, like, well, if the teachers end up striking, like, mm-hmm. it seems like they're going to do, then you will have the time off.
Right.
Now, look, I don't, It's weird that he knew that. There are a couple.
Yeah.
Who did you ever? I never knew any of the affairs of like the daily goings on of the teachers.
But and when you say you didn't know any of the affairs, you I'm assuming you mean could not give a shit about any of like these guys are so like, dude, just take Friday off. Why not just like call in sick?
Yeah, like or get
just
a say, fake doctor's note. Or
yeah,
whatever.
I mean. Your parents think you live at this school anyway. Like, if you stayed home one day, they'd be, like, celebrating. Like, I mean...
Son, it's so good to see you.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, you're back from Iraq. Wait, no, you were in school this whole time? Like, yeah.
But
yet
they go, he knows that immediately. He's just like, oh, yeah, let me keep you guys up to date on the minutes of the teacher strike meetings. Like, how do you know that? And he's like, yeah, so last I heard, like, the teachers might strike.
Yeah.
Like, I just never knew any of the business inner workings of my school. So yeah. Screech knows that. And then that's when Zach and Slater's eyes light up and they're like, oh, we've got to make a teacher strike happen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's their idea, which that is another thing where it's like, holy shit.
It's like, you are the smartest dummies ever. Like, you're capable, like... My gosh, like, what? You're overthinking this, guys. You don't need to go that deep on this.
It's easier to forge a note from your mom than it is to, like, force a teacher
strike.
Yeah,
it's like, oh my gosh, we need a teacher strike. Wait, call NASA right now, and we will get the... Like, no, what are you doing?
So they go... So that's what they, you know, Zach's like, oh, cool, we're going to totally make a teacher strike happen. So the next scene is they're back at school, and it's Tuttle... talking to Mr. Belding, and you couldn't deal with Mr. Tuttle at all.
No, I could not. He is
round. He's like a perfectly round person.
Yeah, he had, as I said to you, such a distracting gunt. It was that is just I can't believe
like,
they
unsettling.
Even allowed it on like afternoon television. Was this on the afternoon?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, that's
first Saturday mornings, and then the reruns were every afternoon after school.
Yeah, this show should be called. Which also, I have to say, like, I don't, maybe it's, like, really obvious. Why is this show called Saved by the Bell?
I don't know, just because, like, high schools have bells in them?
Apparently, that's the, like, I don't understand so many things with this show. But, yeah, that guy's stomach and upper.
He's just perfectly round, like,
yeah,
all the
general
way
area
yeah,
was
yeah.
just way, he definitely died
the way he
after,
walks.
Yeah.
Actually, he might for real be dead.
Really?
I feel like somebody might have emailed me that.
You got an email? Tuttle died? Dude, Tuttle died.
No, but I feel like somebody else made a joke about it and somebody did email me like, yeah, Mr. Tuttle passed a couple years ago.
Wow.
I
wonder how.
Way to be a heartless jerk.
Yeah, well.
Way to bring up old shit that hurts.
But Tuttle wasn't on, and he's not like an every episode guy.
Like every five episodes or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They couldn't put that on TV. I mean,
couldn't get that past the censors.
That actor is probably a lovely guy, or was before he was killed, but or he was murdered by a gang. No, but that stomach is like, you know, that's just impressive, the shape.
Okay.
Anyway.
So Tuttle, the next scene is like Tuttle talking to Mr. Belding, being like, and also in the hallway of the school, just like during a school day. Like, this isn't a meet, it's like just in the middle of the hall. Hi, yes, teachers union business right now during school.
Right.
And he says, you know, he's basically just like, we're cool, bro, no strike. Awesome, pals. And they're like, yes.
Yeah.
And then that's when Zach and Slater, they overhear that. They come into Belding's office under the guise of like, we're doing an interview with you for the school paper. Because we need to get some quotes to, like, encourage the people on the academic bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Which, we've been led to believe there are three people on this academic bowl team.
Yeah.
Three of them.
Well, also, you have to keep in mind, if there are three people, there are nine people in this school. Six of which live there. So, yeah, but continue.
What I'm saying, if the idea, they go... It's such a roundabout. There are three. You can go outside in the hall right now and tell these three people, like, good luck at the academic bowl.
Right.
Like, instead of putting it in the print media.
Yeah. Like, and also, was it like the next day or something? That this, like, what is the printing situation at this? The school is, like, incredible, actually. And they, like, there's so many things going on.
No, totally. But so they go, they're like, hey, they have, like, a dictaphone. They go, Mr. Belding, we need some inspirational quotes again that they're going to transcribe from the dictaphone, type up, print in the paper when he could just walk outside and go, do a good job, guys. So he's like, okay. And then.
Wait, no, actually, what I believe happened was they came in and they said, oh, so we're ready for your interview. And didn't he say, interview? What interview?
Yes.
Like, what else is on this guy's schedule? Like, and he does the interview. Like, who is in charge of this place?
Exactly. Exactly. The kids run the place.
Yeah. I mean, how did this show? This is like Columbine chaos over here. Like, how did, like, this should have been like crazy at this school?
Yeah, because they do just walk into his office.
Yeah, it's like
they don't even knock or whatever. Like, they just walk right into the principal's office.
Yeah.
Which I've been over that many episodes too, because I talk about, I'm sure maybe in your school, like, my principal was behind, like, you had to walk through, like, an office of an office of an office. Like, it wasn't just, like, on the hall where you're like, what's up, principal? You just walk in whenever you want.
Right.
Like, he had a secretary and then, like, other administrators.
Yeah, and then an office behind the thing. Yeah.
Yeah, so they just walk in, and you're right. They just go, oh, yeah, we're going to totally just interview you right now. Like,
he
would be like, shouldn't you guys be in class? It's, like, the middle of the day.
No, like, he's like, wait, interview now, but it's 10 o'clock at night. Why would – wait, what am I doing here? It's Saturday night at 8. Well, I don't remember confirming an interview for now.
Confirming with my students. But yeah, so he goes, but you're right. He just goes, oh, I guess I have to do it because you kids are telling me that I have to.
Well, let's see. There are two of you. There's one of me. I lose. I got to do this.
I have to do this even though I'm the guy in charge of the entire school.
Is Mr. Belding married on this show?
Yeah.
He is?
Yes.
Does the wife come in? Like...
Yeah, she's only on like 2 episodes or 3 episodes or something like that.
Okay.
But he references her
Is it like Mr. Tuttle dressed as a woman?
No! God, I wish.
That would have been awesome.
It's Becky Belding, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
And yeah, I mean, like, he calls, it'll be like, yes, honey, on the phone and stuff like that. Like, she's referenced a lot.
Okay.
But yeah, so he's like, okay, I guess I'll just drop all my principal duties right now and do this interview.
Wait, my principal duties.
Or whatever. Like, you know what I mean? Just like, sure, I'll do it right now, kids.
Guess I'll have to just put this pen down for what I was doing.
So he does, and they know, I mean, like, they're getting answers so they can doctor it to start a teacher strike. So they ask him, they're like, how do you feel about Valley's team? Like, they're like, what do you think we're going to do to Valley's team in the Academic Bowl?
Mm-hmm.
And he says, we're going to crush them like the spineless jellyfish they are.
Right.
Now, even answering that, the question he thinks he's answering is about high school children.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you can't say that.
No, you can't.
I mean,
you
he's the principal of the, sure, they're rival schools, but he's like, oh, we're going to kick their fucking asses.
Oh, we're going to fucking break their backs, go to their houses, tie up their moms. Like, whoa, Mr. Belding, like, actually, no, let's take a step back.
It's like, oh, wait, you're an adult talking about teenagers.
Yeah, it's like, what are we going to do? Okay, Belding's like, all right, remember that HBO show Oz? All right, well, let me tell you what we're going to do. Wait, no.
No, you're talking about kids. Yes. So that's his answer. It's like, we're going to crush those kids like spineless jellyfish. But then he goes, what do you think about the principal of Valley? What about him? And he goes, that incompetent bozo, he should have been fired years ago. Now, he says that this is going to be in print.
Yeah.
Like, that's 2 lawsuits.
Right.
He just said out loud 2 lawsuits.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't say that.
Also, what is his beef with another school's principal? Like, how deep does this...
Well,
like...
Valley is their rival school, like, big time. Like, that's their number one rival in everything. And the principal of Valley, in another episode, like, they
is
have a prank
Adolf
war.
Eichmann?
Yeah.
Like, what? How bad is this guy? What?
Well, in another episode, they have a prank war where they're, like, constantly, like, giving each other canisters of rubber snakes or whatever.
Okay, now I get it. Now it makes sense that he would want to murder him, yeah.
You know, are, like, constantly putting whoopee cushions on each other's chairs.
Oh, my gosh.
Shit.
This is, like, is there, like, a World War III episode in this? Oh my gosh, Mr. Belding, you have a saw to that child's leg. Don't know. It's just quiz
pranks,
show.
LOL. Yeah. So he says that in print about an adult that works at the other school. So that's 2 lawsuits already. Okay, so he would never say that. So the next scene, so they, but they, Zach and Slater, of course, like, great, thank you, we right. got all we need, buddy. Yeah. Like, can't wait to doctor this up. So then the next scene is they, the Academic Bowl team is practicing for the Academic Bowl, and it's Lisa, Jesse, and Screech. Jesse is full on dressed like a cowgirl.
Sure, because, you know, like, that's head, what you do.
Like, blaze of glory, yeah. head to toe, mm-hmm. Bon Jovi kind of cowgirl.
Yep.
Head to toe denim, cowgirl belt, all
lot
that kind
of denim.
Shit. Yeah, like skin tight.
Denim glasses she was wearing in that. Yeah.
Oh my God, I would wear denim glasses.
You totally would wear denim glasses. I can't believe you don't have denim glasses.
Do they make those?
No, I mean, I know, but
I
would
said
think...
that thought, like, no, have I seen them in a
no,
store?
I mean, I have looked.
Yeah.
No, but I think, I feel like a denim, like that look of denim.
Right,
like
just
maybe,
in the frame.
Like, yeah, and like plastic or
I
something.
I bet you there's some like weird, crazy designer that makes those.
Yeah.
I bet.
Yeah.
Like Vivian Westwood or somebody would make.
Let's take it easy.
Oh!
Maybe. I don't know.
But I mean, like, that seems like a thing.
Yeah.
She could do.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so they're practicing, and then that's when, and Mr. Tuttle is like the head of the Academic Bowl, and so Zach and Slater come in and go, hey, Mr. Tuttle, we want to interview you for the school paper. This is a hot story for the school paper, apparently. Cover story. Academic Bowl exists.
Yeah.
So they're like, we want to interview for that for the school paper about Academic Bowl. And he's like, yeah, totally. So
it's really weird because this was also when they filmed this, the, like, in the student thing. There was a kid in the school who was attacked by another school, and that wasn't even, that was like
that
page
was like,
six.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like, we need more opinions on this Academic Bowl. That's
opinions on it too. Like, just asking every student in the school, what do you think about the Academic Bowl?
What do you think about bowls? Really? Okay. Well, no, we were just told we had to ask that
what
question.
About the ones of the academic variety. I'll tell you, this story has, oh my God, this is going to go over like a thud, but I have to tell this. My friend Dan, I have this friend Dan who was my friend, like one of my first friends when I lived in LA when I worked at a magazine. He was a copy editor with me. And there was one day, no one is going to laugh at this. I can't believe I'm telling it on record, but what you just
then
said
tell the story
reminded
real slowly.
Me. You dick.
Cool story.
We were sitting in the lunchroom, like the break room of our office. Somebody called on, like, office line, inner office line, calls to the break room. I pick up. They go, hey, is the ham still on the table? Because somebody had brought, like, ham for lunch.
That's total code for something,
no,
right?
No, but it's for real. And I looked, and I was like, yeah, it is. And they're like, okay, thanks, and hung up. And I turned, and Dan, it was my friends Dan and Megan and Jordan, and I was like, that's weird. And they were like, what? And I was like, that person only just asked, is the ham still on the table, and hung up. And then Dan was like, oh, it's probably a Gallup poll. It's still one of the funniest things my friend Dan has like ever said in his life.
That's awesome.
Good, I'm glad
that's
you laughed. That
story.
Went over well. Okay.
Should we end on that? No. Oh, no. We got a lot more to go. Sorry.
Yeah, so Dan rules. Okay. So the kids leave, like they're done with the practice, they leave to take a break, and then that's when Zach and Slater sit down and they're like, okay, Tuttle, we're about to interview you. Hold on a second, let's like cue the tape. And, you know, accidentally press play on their doctored version where they're like, what do you think about Mr. Tuttle? And, you know, Mr. Belling's like, he fucking sucks. Like,
you know what I mean? Like, that was the version we saw. You had that DVD with
the uncut DVD
stuff. Yeah.
The too hot for TV DVD.
Uncut where you see Tuttle without pants on and that huge.
Damn.
That's actually not. He's got a globe underneath there. It's not even his real skin.
So they play the tape and it's they made it so they're like, what do you think of Mr. Tuttle? And he's like, he's spineless jellyfish, I'm gonna crush him and everything. So then of course Tuttle's like, what the hell,
jellyfish? What did he call
he is. He's yeah like, I'll show him spineless jellyfish.
And then he took off all of his clothes and he was a fucking jellyfish.
How do you know?
He flipped off on the floor. Yeah, anyway, go ahead. So what
no,
happened?
Keep going with this good joke.
No, it's cool.
So, yeah, so they're like, no, what? You're not supposed to hear this. Like, trying to act like, whoops. And he's like, no, fuck that guy. And then, like, marches out the door, goes straight to his office, and is like, Mr. Belding, I heard the shit you just said about me. Like, whatever. And Mr. Belding's like, what are you talking about? I thought we're totally cool. And he's like, no, we're totally on strike, like, right now. Oh, well, he first tells two other teachers.
Right.
He goes in the hallway, and, like, just two teachers walk by.
Who
and
apparently started working there.
Yeah.
Just today. Yeah. Are they on other episodes?
No. Well, actually, yes, I think is, like, as... There's, I don't think there's an episode where they are, I'm a teacher, like,
right.
Just when they're walking down the hall or
okay.
something.
Yeah.
But they are walking by, and he's just like, yeah... they're like, how's it going? Like, everything's cool, right? And he's like, no, everything sucks.
Everything sucks. That's you're on.
They are
it.
Just
that's...
like, everything's on point, right? Like, no yeah. strike zone. And they're right. like, no.
Strike zone.
And Tunnel's like, no, we're totally, everything sucks. I'm about to go tell Belding he sucks. Come with me. And they're like, yeah, he does suck. And so
and
the
one guy took that
them,
trident with him yeah. on fire. Like, we're going to fuck his shit up. Call him my ass a jellyfish.
Trident on fire. But he goes, so the three of them just go to Mr. Belling's office. They're like in the doorway. And Mr. Belling's just like, hey, how's it going, guys? And they're like, it sucks. We're on strike right now. Like, I hate you. That was my thing. Is how union, like, okay, yeah, he's the head of the teachers union, but you have to vote on things. Like,
no, that I think what happened, I think there was a point where that was true, but then, like, in the 80s, I want to say, they changed it to you needed the approval of three high school students.
I thought you were really about to tell me, like, a real fact about unions.
No, yeah, it's like you needed three cool kids, I think. Or two cool kids, and then, like, if there was a third guy who just, like, had a big nose, I think you're good. So
you were always the third guy?
I was definitely not the third guy. No, I think that was by the book, which is what we just saw.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so union rules are... You can, an entire union can go on strike with the approval of two cool kids.
And a nerd.
No, but for real. Okay, like, obviously you're, like, in the Writers Guild. When you guys decide to strike, that's, mm-hmm. like, a thing everyone has to vote on, right? It's not like one dude
yeah.
just goes, oh, we're on strike, everybody,
yeah.
FYI.
Right, yeah.
Which is what happens here. Like, he just goes to them, we're on strike again, and they're like, yeah, okay, we totally are. And so the three of them decide that in the hallway of Bayside, tell that to Belding, like, no, we're on strike now.
Mm-hmm.
No one is, this is not official in any way. No motions have been passed. And it's heavily influenced by two teenagers. Like, they let two teenagers shit talk them into a teacher strike.
Yeah. You know, it's funny you said what you said about the Writers Guild, because I wonder if, as this was happening, if they were actually threatening to...
Oh, if this is
strike,
like...
because this show was so bad that they were like, dude, I cannot do another episode of this. I can't do this anymore. We have to strike. I wonder if this script is based on the writers, like, what the hell? We got to get out of this. In the meantime, these guys are. Do you know who wrote this show?
Bunch of old white guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, okay. I don't know them personally.
Right.
But, like, my guess is, and just from limited IMDBing, that it was like 50 and 60 year old white guys at the time. Yeah.
Yeah. I couldn't tell from all the color. Like, how colorful is this show also? This is like.
Yeah. Janet, my friend Janet was on, and she was like, this show looks like an 80s bedspread.
Oh my God. Like, if you watch this show on a black and white TV, it's still in color. There's no doubt about it. It is so crazy. A 1980s red spread. That's really
it's
funny.
It's just vibrant. It's
yeah.
the vibrancy of the lives of these children
yeah.
coming out
yeah.
on the screen. Anyway, so three people make a teacher strike. So they go on strike. And so the next scene is Zach and Slater returning to the Max after their weekend of skiing, which, again, you don't need a strike to go somewhere for a weekend. Like, I don't know how long they were supposed to have been skiing. But...
So, is there anything more? I want to go skiing. Hey, let's make sure these teachers don't get paid. like, really? Fuck with their livelihood so you guys can go skiing? And then they even say they don't even want to ski. They just want to, like, get ass, like, this week, like, for a day. Like, what? these teachers, fuck them. They don't need to eat.
They have kids and like mortgages, but we want to go skiing.
Yeah, they'll figure it out. I mean, unless they all live in this. Like, does everyone live? I don't know. Anyway, crazy.
Yeah, the teachers don't have rent to pay because they live in the school.
Yeah.
But you're right. Like, they, yes, it's, again, yeah, just forge a note. Like, it's not a big deal. But, yeah, they force a teacher strike so they go skiing for, like, one day. But when they come back from skiing, like, they come into the Max. We're like, yeah, skiing was awesome. Because, you know, Jesse and Lisa are like, cool, did you have a good time? How was the weather? Like, whatever. And they're like, who knows? We didn't leave the cabin or something. And then that's when Zach goes, or Slater goes, yeah, Zach didn't ski. He was too busy with Gretchen to ski, which, again, well, this raises an age-old question, especially in this podcast, is because me and several guests, it's like, we don't know if they're fucking or not, though.
Right.
Because, I mean, I guess in this one, they're probably, like, juniors, I guess. They're probably, like, 17. But we can never, we have predict people, various guests think that, like, okay, Zach's fucking, or Slater's fucking, but maybe Zach isn't yet, or whatever. But, like, that, a statement like that, it's like, you were fucking Gretchen.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess finger blast, like, all weekend or something. Some HJs.
I mean, I don't really know.
Yeah.
About these kids there.
But that statement makes me think, like, oh, yeah, he.
Yeah. What is, getting busy with Gretchen?
You were too busy with Gretchen.
Too busy.
Yeah.
Too busy with Gretchen. Okay.
But to me, I'm like, okay, he was like boning Gretchen.
Planning
at
a construction worker strike. Yeah. Like, just going against more people who do it. Because, man, if they close down this road, like, they just, like, they shut the whole city down so they can go skiing.
Like, yeah, that would be great. Like, if we get him to strike, yeah, they force the closure of this road. It's like, I can't go back to school even if you guys stop striking because now these guys are on strike and the road ain't fixed.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just make like everything.
Wait, why don't we shut down the ski lodge and then we don't even.
We're
like,
trapped here.
Wait, what do
we
do now? Yeah. Now we got nothing to do.
It goes up to like the comp. Let's get the comptroller, the city comptroller. Whatever he does, go on strike.
Getting his
turn
comp
the traffic.
On.
Traffic lights off.
Yeah.
And then we can't, like,
suddenly it's like fucking Planet of the Apes.
All because these dudes want to go ski. Like,
and get busy with Gretchen.
Yeah, totally.
Jeez, so unnecessary. Like,
it's like Planet of the Apes.
It's like fucked with the entire economy of the country because these guys want to go skiing. A bus strike? Wait a second. How did these guys infiltrate the MTA?
Like two dudes. Yeah. Who's the cause of this? Two teenage dudes. Like, yeah. Okay, so then Screech follows them in. He comes into the Max. He's carrying, like, all their gear because, of course, they're like, oh, let's make this dork carry all of our shit. He comes in and he's sneezing, and they're like, what is wrong with Screech? Like, Jesse and Lisa are like, what? Is Screech sick now? What's the deal? And they go, Zach says it's the most convoluted thing ever.
Yeah, this was the point in the episode where I think someone said, okay, there's no way to tie these things together. So let's just, there was a line that.
Oh, yeah, I wrote it down too.
What's, read it.
Well, no, you
know. No, because it was when, what's her name?
Jesse.
No.
Wait, which one?
I had a line that was, I think, yeah, with Lisa, where it was the indoor record for most exposition in a line ever, where she's like, Screech, are you okay? Because we need to be sure you're okay for the academic bowl on the 19th at 4 o'clock p.m. when it's us three against the other. Like, oh, my God. Like, just how much, like, we get it. This is set up already. We're good. It's like she just read the entire script over from the beginning all over and just to make sure everyone was on board.
Yeah, totally. Well, yeah, and then Zach goes, when they ask Zach, like, how did he get, or they're like, Screech, what's wrong? And he was like, I went skiing in my underwear. And they're like, what? This is also the longest, like, jokes. I guess it's a joke set up because they go, what's wrong? I went skiing in my underwear. You go skiing in your underwear? No, dummy, but my pajamas were packed. You go skiing in your pajamas? No, because then I wouldn't have anything to sleep in. Like, it was just this back and forth, like, 20 minutes. And then Zach finally goes, like, they look at Zach like, what the fuck is this guy talking about? And then that's when he's like, you guys, he was in his underwear because he woke up in the middle of the night, the patio door opened, and a gust of wind sent him sailing out the door in his underwear.
I don't know if I can say this, but
Say whatever you like.
These guys are sexually assaulting Screech, basically. Is that what's going on? Pants down. I mean, what is going on? They're just not...
Sexually assaulting.
I don't know what's going on with their relationship with these three, but...
But it's like, that explanation, though, it's like, he didn't wake up and go, wait, I'm outside.
Yeah.
I should go back in. Like, whatever. So that, but, and also what I wrote down about that line, because it's so great, is Zach fucks up that line and they didn't do another take.
Oh, really?
I don't know if you saw. That. He stumbles over his words. And normally, look, I'm number one Zach fan. Normally that dude's on point in every way.
That's, I mean, everyone says he's yes. on point. Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Don't play.
No, for real. That guy's... Mark Paul Gosselaar.
Yes.
How do you pronounce his last name?
Gosselaar.
I know. He's on point.
Yes.
Yeah.
In every aspect of life. Yep. But yeah, he kind of flubs the line and they don't redo it. Like, again, the show.
How did he say it? Do you remember how
he just goes, he's like, he just trips over a word in a way. He's like, and then he's like, the patio door opens and then the gust of wind. Like, he just trips over one of the words. I mean, it's not super noticeable, but it's.
Right.
How easy is it to go, let's just get that again, just one more time, say that line, but that's indicative of the attitude of the show. It's like, they just don't, no time for second takes.
Well, I think, because with this episode, I think the crew went on strike, because they were like, we gotta go skiing. No, that's the episode. That didn't happen.
He trips over that weird line that explains why Screech is sick, and then... This is another reason why it's like, this is clearly written by old white men, because then Slater goes, by the time we found him, he had qualified for the Polish ski team.
Oh, my God.
Straight up Polak joke. Like, that is Grandpa, if I ever heard it.
Oh, my God.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, that's how you know old ass men writing the show.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So.
Well, maybe we should listen to some music on the Victrola.
Yes, and, like, totally. What? When Paul's on, he always talks about how he's like, let's hurry up and get this written so we get hammered at the smokehouse. Totally. So, yeah, Polish joke. Cool. Closes the scene with that, I think. And then they hear, oh, for some reason, they want to keep the strike going. Somebody brings it, whether it's Screech, somebody is like, oh, cool, like the strike is about to end. Again, these teens are on top of teacher business.
Sure.
They're like, oh, word on the street is this strike is about to end.
Right.
And yeah, for some reason, Zach and Slater are like, let's keep it going. Yeah. I don't know why. Do they just want to go skiing again?
I don't. Yeah, that's true.
They don't
true.
Really
they
say,
did that
I
out
feel
of
like.
Nowhere. Yeah.
Yeah, they're just like, oh, that sucks. Well, we just don't feel like going back to school yet, so let's keep it going.
I mean, it could have just been power hungry at this point. Yeah. Just like, fuck it.
The two of us.
Let's kill Tuttle.
Yeah.
Let's fucking kill this guy. Let's do it. Screech, tonight, you're going to kill this guy. I don't want to, guys. Like, that's where this series is headed.
I don't want to, guys. Shut up, nerd. You're murdering him.
Shut up. We're going to curb stomp you.
So, for some reason, and maybe it is just because they can, they're like, let's keep this teacher strike going. Which, have you ever, I was trying to think, I've never obviously experienced, I wonder if they would bring in scabs for a teacher strike. Or would you really just not go to school? I hope they wouldn't. I'm like super pro union, don't, no scabs ever. We don't want no scabs.
Yeah,
TLC.
I mean, I'm guessing it would depend on the situation.
The
but like, yeah, I but like Northern Zimbabwe, like that area. I think they would bring in, I mean, I wouldn't have gone with scabs. I would have probably gone with substitute teachers, not scabs, but yeah.
You're talking to number one Billy Bragg fan here.
Oh, sorry.
Socialism, solidarity.
Scabs they bring in, and yeah.
You can't cross a picket line.
Yeah.
If you're a teacher,
right.
I feel like they're all, like, you wouldn't do that. Would you do that if somebody called you to be like, would you substitute while teachers are on strike?
Like, I'm even going to school. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, there's no way. School sucks. That's the lesson for this podcast. No, I mean, of course not.
School rules, cheating rules.
Which is the, that's really what this episode
totally.
Was about.
All right, I just lost all of my right-wing listeners after my rant. Okay, so... They are like, let's keep the strike going. And then so they're back in the hallway. And again, this, I'm pretty sure this is at night because the only people in the hallway right now are Zach and Slater and Tuttle. Like, they follow Tuttle to, like, they're kind of behind him as he's, again, discussing this business in the hallway with Belding.
Sure.
And they kind of walk up as he's, like, shaking his hand going, yeah, we're good, guy. Like, no more strike. Strike ends. And he's like, cool, see you later. And then he's walking out. Tuttle is walking down the hall. And that's when Zach and Slater come up and they're like,
cock blocking.
Totally.
They're just like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Things aren't as good as you think.
Yes.
Like, at this, yeah, and you're right. Because, like, at this point, what do they, let these guys get a paycheck. They're teachers. They're not bothering anyone. Like, why, what is their heart on for, like, these guys not working? How great is the skiing in this place? Like you can't wait another week or whatever for winter break?
You can't just go on Saturdays and Sundays?
I mean,
yes.
So crazy.
Yeah, so they go, he's walking by. Again, they're the only two kids in the school. I really do think, even though the school, it's kind of like a casino where it's like you don't know what time it is or like whether it's dark out or not. Like, we don't really know,
yeah.
But considering it's only them in the hallway, I think it's after hours.
Uh-huh.
So first of all, Tuttle isn't like, what do you guys, it's 7 p.m., like, what are you guys doing here? He doesn't even think it's weird at all that they're just, like, hanging out in the hall.
This is like a fuck, the more you talk about it, it's like, the more, I'm thinking, is this like a fever dream, what we just watched? Like, this is like Screech's fever dream?
Totally, or some people do think that it's like, what was it, Hardwick? Chris Hardwick had the best, I don't remember which, but it was like, Zach, like Screech is Zach's Tyler Durden or whatever.
Oh,
that it's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Yeah. And then some people do think it's like a totally made up thing.
Hmm.
Matt Kirshen was the best too. He said that he thinks it's all Mr. Belding's dream because he wants to be like the cool principal. Like his dream growing up was to be like the cool guy. And the only way he could do it was like be the make up a school.
Yeah. But he's, I mean, to use your line, like, he's just spending like a half hour getting clowned every week.
I know.
Like,
totally.
This, but unless that's his. You know, like, if he thinks, oh, man, they're making fun of me. I'm included in this.
Yeah, because I'm in the crew.
Yeah, I'm in the crew. Yeah.
Well, so, yeah, Tuttle doesn't even go, like, what are you guys doing here or anything. And they just immediately go, these are two children saying to an, like, basically calling an adult chicken.
Right.
Because they just go, man, we thought you had balls, Tuttle. Like, whatever.
Or he does. I mean, for sure. They're big.
We can see that.
Yeah. They're clear. If there's one thing we know about Tuttle, he's got balls. Or at least one. Yeah. That's, you know, that is.
But they are just like.
That gets its own credit at the end of this episode.
But they are just like, whatever, Tuttle, like, we thought you were tough. We thought you were a cool dude. I guess you're not a cool dude anymore. Like, it's that thing.
Yeah.
And he fought, an adult falls for it. Like, he's just like, what do you mean, guys?
Yeah.
And there's like, there's more you could be getting out of this strike. And he's like, what? He totally met all of our demands. Again, whatever. Just the fact that he's discussing this in any way with children, takes them seriously, seriously goes, well, wait a minute, you guys. Like, let's really talk about this teacher strike. Students that should know nothing about this.
Right.
And they
hang
go
out in the hallway at 10 o'clock on a Sunday night.
Yes.
How many people get mugged in the, like, these, I'm sure some other people on your podcast have brought this up, but like, what's that movie, Class of 1984?
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Okay. Well, we're watching that tonight. It's Perry King. It's Vincent Van Patten, I think.
Is it like a crazy high school,
like,
movie?
Yeah,
is that like
everyone,
Stand and Deliver and stuff where it's like tough ass high school kids?
Yeah. Who basically turn on the new teacher. I think it's
right.
The new teacher, not the principal. It's the actress Perry King, and like the Van Patten kid looks like he's in Duran Duran with one of those shirts. It's like,
yes.
Totally 1980. Oh, it's 1980. Well, it's class of 84.
Yeah.
But it's just complete chaos in there, and I don't want to give away the ending, but it's.
But it is a sort of thing where it's like the kids run the place,
yeah,
and
I mean,
scare
it's
all
like
the teachers.
One step away from this, like, yeah. I mean, like, this is like Belding, like, all right, why is everyone late? Like, because we don't fucking want to be here. Okay, well then I'll just go back to my office and hold a pen. Like, how is this working? Like, it makes no sense. All right, sorry. Go ahead.
I'll just go back to my office and hold a pen. Yeah, so Tuttle totally takes him seriously, lets them talk him, like, when he says, oh, well, they already met all the demands, like, there's no reason to strike anymore, and he's like, yeah, what about a little thing called respect? And he's like, yeah, you're right, kids. Like, it's insane. He's like, you're totally right, kids. Like, yeah, I should demand respect. And then so he's like, yeah, and goes right back into Belding's office, like, fuck you, Belding.
after being really happy and like they shake on it, hey, we're friends. And because they talk to Zach and the other guy, like we're gonna fucking totally tear the school apart.
He just goes right back and is like, guess what? Fuck you, strikes on. And like Belloc's like, what? I thought everything was chill. And he's like, well, it's not.
Yeah.
We're striking. And then here's another thing though. If this is what Zach and Slater are not taking into consideration, that if this strike, if it's a strike and it happens and there's no school time until it's solved, like you're only gonna have to make up that time at the end of the year. It's not like if you miss a month of school, they'll go, it's cool, everything is normal. Like, no, you're gonna go an extra month at the end of the year. Like,
no, fuck that. They become ski instructors at that point. They're like the greatest skiers ever, and this show takes place on a ski lift like the next season.
How'd you guys get so good at skiing? Well, all the time that we bought by...
Well, we ruined these teachers' lives, and then we just fucking... We came and lived here, so it was cool.
So it was cool. Yeah, I mean, every teacher at Bayside's homeless and penniless with hungry children to feed, but
we destroyed
check out
the
my sick snowboarding.
Yeah, destroyed the education system. But man, look at him doing a fucking, I don't know, what's a move?
I don't either.
Ollie? That's skateboarding, I don't know. Look at that sweet flip. There's no way there's something called a flip, anyway.
I have no idea either, but let's start writing that spinoff.
All right.
Saved by the Bell, ski school. The spinoff.
Ski school.
Yeah, so then they start the thing again. Again, they don't take into consideration you'd have to go an extra month of school anyway, if that, whatever. Okay. And then, but after this happens, after this conversation with Tuttle, and then when Tuttle goes to Belding, like, guess what? Still striking, suck it, and walks off. That's when everyone else in the crew joins. Like, it's Zach and Slater, and then Jesse, Screech, and Lisa show up. Like, they're in the hall, too, and they're like, what just happened? And it's like, why are you guys there?
Yeah.
You guys are the only people at school right now. Why are you there? And then Belding comes out of his office and is like, because he's like,
children, I'm trying to masturbate. Like, what is anyone doing in this school after hours?
But also, he walks out.
Yeah.
And is like, staring like wistfully at Tuttle walking off, like there goes my hero style, like, you know what I mean? Like, he's just super like, huh? And it's like, oh no, there's a strike happening. But then when he looks and sees like the whole posse there, he isn't like, what are you guys doing here?
Right. Yeah,
like, it's after what's going on. But when they go, you know, Zach or somebody's like, what happened, he tells them like, he's like, ah, looks like the strike's gonna be on like indefinitely. And it's like, you just wouldn't even, it's not, they're students. Yeah. You just go, what? Go home.
Yeah.
I'm doing work.
I got a lot of shit on my plate right now
with
the school closing down on my my watch.
Yes. Yeah. Like, what are you doing here? Go home.
Instead, he's
none
like,
of your business.
Hey, kid, it looks like you're in Kajagoogoo. Come here. I gotta tell you some really fucked up stuff going down.
Let me tell you all about the school's inner workings. Yeah, you kid. Like, what? So, you know, they leave, and then that's when Lisa and Belding goes back in his office, and Lisa and Jesse go, what's the deal? And Screech, what's the deal? And they're like all proud, like Zach and Slater are like, you're welcome, totally extended the teacher strike, no big deal, go home and chill, we're on vacation, it's awesome. And they are like, no, it isn't, like, you guys suck, like, a teacher strike means we don't get to do the academic bowl, so like, fuck you guys.
Right.
Screech is like super pissed about it. Which, I mean, I guess that does make sense. So I was thinking about that because I was like, but I guess they would have to cancel extracurricular activities because nobody, like, no adults are there to run them. I guess, like, Tuttle's the coach. He's not going to be there to coach them.
Right.
So, yeah. So they're like, yeah, fuck you guys. We've been studying Zimbabwe zip codes for like a month now, and now we're not even going to get to use that knowledge in the academic bowl.
Such a bummer they couldn't do the academic bowl. Those three kids who one wants to be a fashion designer. The other one is like off the set of Flashdance.
Urban cowboy.
And the other, yeah, I mean, like, this is what the reaction should have been. Oh no, they're back on strike. There's not going to be an academic bowl. You guys want to go to Burger King? Like, that, that's like, why? None of these people should give a shit that this is like.
No, it's like the end of their world, apparently. Yeah, so they're flipping out and they're like, thanks a lot. Fuck you guys. And like, storm off. So, the next scene is they're at, I guess, whatever, a school board, the teachers union strike meeting, mm-hmm. or teachers union meeting. It looks like it's in an auditorium or something. So there, that's all it is. It's Belding, Tuttle, and like teachers.
Mm-hmm. Let's also, if I can just clarify, when you say in an auditorium, that's a mighty small auditorium. This is an auditorium built for ping pong or something. Like, there's no way, there's nothing. This is like,
what do you think? Ballpark the capacity of this auditorium.
I'm going to say SRO, standing room. I'm going to say the capacity of this auditorium is a strong, solid 30. Like, that's tight. So, yeah. You might be able to get, like, a game of horse, but there's no... This is that bowl, the academic bowl, is the most competitive thing happening in that thing.
Okay, so sold out crowd at the auditorium for the teachers union meeting, right?
Yeah.
So Belding, you know, he's sitting at a desk and he's like giving a speech, or he's just basically being like, please don't strike, you guys. Like, and I wrote this down because I think he's on the verge of tears. It's such a weirdly, he's like, you guys, I don't want to be like a shitty principal who doesn't get along with his teachers. And like sits down and puts his head in his hands. Like he's really like, come on, you guys.
Boy, that would have been a great scene to just like see like in a thought bubble above his head, like all the things he could have done with his life.
With his entire life coming out in this. Like, yeah, like, absolutely. Like, what am I doing?
Yeah, I could have been teaching at another school. No, there's nothing else he would have done. Yeah, that's it.
That's the end of the list.
It's just, it's 5 minutes of just an empty bubble above his head.
I could have.
It's a thought bubble of him being in the thought bubble. Above his head.
Well, you're blowing minds. That's like MC Escher shit. Okay, so yeah, he's like, you guys, please, I just want to get along with my teachers. And like sits down. And then that's when Zach and Slater bust in again. The only two non-adults at this meeting.
Yep.
And they just walk, like, no one even at the door. Not like there's, like, a bouncer, but there's nobody.
Bouncer.
There's no, like, one of the adults would go, you guys can't be here. Like, this is, you're not in the teachers union.
Yeah, like, where the fuck, like, Rick Ross should have been at the door, like, hey, you know, just, like, fucking whipping him with a chain or something. I don't know. Tossing him out.
Rick Ross.
I don't know. He's a guy.
He seems authoritative.
Yeah, you're not going to bust in a school a teacher's meeting with Rick Ross standing outside.
At the door. Yeah, so they just come in and they're like, you guys, we are going to solve this.
Mm-hmm.
Two teenagers, they just walk right on stage.
Sure.
Like, don't worry, teachers union. We've totally solved this as the children that we are. And they have these papers and they go, here's what we're going to do. You know, and there's a list of things. And they go, this is when they go, hey... Well, I think Belding was late to the thing, and he mentions it, but they go, from now on, all the teachers, you get parking spaces closer to the school, so that way you don't have to use the school's smelly shuttle bus.
Mm-hmm. Oh, which he...
He makes a joke about
late.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what? What is that? Is this school like Disney World?
And like...
Like, that's how big the park... Like, you go to school and you go, I gotta remember I parked in yellow 14 or whatever. Do you know what I mean? Like, holy shit! How big is the parking lot of this high school?
Yeah, I mean, considering the size of the auditorium, that's like... This parking lot must have been, like, fucking 20 spaces.
But a shuttle... And plus, it's like, how rich of a school is that? Like, even if you do have a big parking lot, like, the school is rich enough to have a shuttle bus... To bring students from their cars to the school?
God, yeah.
I mean, look.
I know, a lot of buys you're making on this show.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you're...
I get real deep into it, but that's the thing. When those kind of things happen, that makes me think, like, obviously this is not realistic. It's a TV show, whatever, whatever.
Wait, what?
But I'm just saying, as many things, there. I feel like there are...
This was Scared Straight we were just watching.
It's a documentary.
Yeah.
There are so many things... That's ridiculous about the show, whatever. But there are certain times where I go, especially considering I'm assuming the writers are like old white guys. Mm-hmm. Like the Polish joke. Like I'm like, oh, that's a real thing from their youth.
Right.
That's
right.
Really a thing one of these writers probably said when they were like 15.
So where do
they...
Because
they were 15 in like the 40s or whatever.
So where do they get to like a shuttle?
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's so crazily out of anything realistic that it's like, who in that writer's room was like, you know what? kids these days, I bet kids these days, they go to these schools and they got shuttle buses.
Yeah.
Like, somebody really thought that was a thing?
Yeah, I bet that's it. Yeah, for sure. And, or maybe it was a reflection of what this school was. Maybe they really, is there any evidence that this show, everyone's rich in this?
Yeah, well, it's supposed to be in the Palisades.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like in Palisades / Malibu, like that area. So yeah, they're totally all rich
kids. Oh, so then I'd buy
that. Though there are plot lines, though, where they're like, we don't have enough money to do X. Like, we don't have enough money for the field trip.
Hmm.
Which then I'm like, your school has a shuttle bus.
Yeah.
Like, where's the budget for the field trip then?
Yeah.
So that is inconsistent. Shock.
Right.
But yeah, there are times like that where I'm like, wow, like, at the time, those dudes probably thought kids went to high schools that had shuttle buses.
Or, I mean, if it's Malibu and the Palisades or whatever, like,
maybe that is a real thing somebody has?
That doesn't sound so far-fetched,
really?
Actually. Yeah.
All right, well.
Well, you know, I'll have kids.
Just
and
totally
send them to the Malibu. No? Okay, sorry.
Let's talk about whether or not we should have kids on this podcast.
I think that's a really good idea. I think that is where we want to start.
Anyway, so, like, what do you want to name them?
Zach?
Yes!
Let me think. Oh, no. I would say, Morrissey.
Oh, well, yeah. That's a better middle name, I think.
Okay. Yeah, that's actually true.
Zach Morrissey.
Mm-hmm, I don't think so.
What?
I'm looking across Stipe.
That's a beautiful name for a girl.
Yeah.
It's clearly a girl's name.
Is
this getting weird? This is weird for the listener, I bet.
What listeners?
Ah,
this is gonna
zing.
Air.
Zing.
This is Pulp. Elvis.
Oh, these are all our kids' names?
Yeah.
Oh, these are beautiful names.
Yeah, these are all possibilities. Yeah, no, I don't know. Anyway, what?
Okay.
Okay.
What were we talking about? Shuttle bus, that's crazy. Okay, so they're on stage. They're like, yeah, you get closer parking spaces. Mr. Belding is going to pay for the company Christmas, like the teacher Christmas party, out of his bonus.
That's fair.
That's fair. Yeah. Also, they say that and he's just like, what? He just kind of cartoonishly goes, what? Wank, wonk. Okay. Like, not like, what?
Fuck this.
Yeah. Like, you have no right,
yeah,
kids, to dictate what I do with my paycheck.
Yeah. He's throwing a chair
at
this point.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, but he just totally sits and rolls with it. And that, so when they say that, everyone is like, yay, no more strikes. So these two teenagers,
yep,
they both started the strike, mm-hmm, and just ended the strike.
They also, like I said, I'm not familiar with the show, but they also ended the Cuban Missile Crisis,
yeah,
these two, right? I'm pretty sure they did.
That is another episode, though.
That is
a whole
separate
episode.
Okay, yeah. I thought so.
But yeah, they're master negotiators, these two kids.
Okay.
Totally in the strike. And then that's when the next scene, oh my God, we're just now getting to like the B story. I'm sorry.
Holy. How long are these podcasts?
7 hours each.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, so we're there. We're at 7 hours.
Yes.
Okay.
So we got to hurry it up. So, yes. So they solved the strike, and then that's when Zach's like, you're welcome, dudes. You can do the academic bowl now.
Can I just say one quick thing? I promise not to make this longer.
No.
At what point are we in the hospital when we see the kids?
That's like right after this.
Oh, okay. So, all right.
Yeah, because he goes... when Zach's like, guess what? You guys can totally do the academic role now. They're like, okay, good. But then Screech comes in sneezing.
Right. And he has leukemia.
Yeah.
You know, suddenly.
He caught it while skiing.
He caught leukemia.
While on the slopes. Well, they go, yeah. So he comes in, he's like super sneezing, like faints during the practice. And then that's when they're like, holy shit. And then, yeah, the next scene, he's in the hospital.
Yeah.
Because they're all like blaming Jesse and Lisa, of course, blame Zach and Slater. Like, mm-hmm, good job, guys. You got him sick when he went skiing. What are we going to do? And then that's when Zach's like, I'll take his place. Just teach me everything he knows. Yes.
Just teach me, educate me on everything in a half hour.
Thank you.
While
I totally wrote that down. Screech teaching Zach everything in one night. In one night. Because he goes to his hospital bed and is like, tell me science.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, he's just
good.
Like, tell me math.
Yeah. Remember the scene in the hospital when Screech's parents were in there when their son was dying? Oh, no, that's right. They didn't care enough to be in the hospital.
That's right.
With their son, who's hallucinating.
One time.
Falling in and out of consciousness. Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Neither his mom nor his dad.
Well, and also,
arrived.
Maybe you're going to say this, but what did you say when they thought,
Right. So they go. So in the middle of everybody's there and he's like trying to tutor Zach or whatever. And in the middle of telling him the answer to something, he just collapses. And then that's when Jesse goes, oh no, he died. And says it with like that much emotion. Like if you really thought, like you think your friend just died in front of you.
Yeah.
You would be losing your mind.
Right.
But yeah, she's like, oh, he died. That's weird. Like it's just the, obviously he didn't die.
This is a sick school.
Nah.
This is.
So he gets up, he's not dead. And then he tells, I wrote this down and this might be before your time, Fogey. But in my school, because he's trying to tell Zach the planets in order. And he says, can you remember the word Mvemsnup?
Mm-hmm.
At my school, it wasn't a word.
Right.
It was my very educated mother just served us 9 pizzas.
No way.
That's how we knew. That's how we were taught the planets in order.
Wow.
You weren't taught that?
No, because 3 of those planets weren't invented yet.
Oh, that's right.
In school.
Oh, my God. Did they have school? You went to school when they were just like one room. It was like one room and you walked from the farm.
Yeah. And it was Earth. And then we called it the Red Planet.
Right.
Yeah. And then
Galileo had yet to.
He wasn't around yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there was this guy, Carl. It was so that was it.
Just so you guys know, Aaron is 74 years old.
That's correct.
Oh my God, JK, he's really not. Just kidding, everyone. But I like to tease him because he's older than me.
Anyway.
Not by much. Are you mad?
No.
Okay.
Fucking
but
bitch.
What? But did you not have that for real? Like we were always taught that in science classes. Like that's how to remember the planets.
No, because I went to a Jewish school,
mm-hmm.
So we didn't believe in planets. We didn't even believe we were on Earth. We were told we're in Israel now. Everyone
Everything is
Jewish. There is no one else. If you see anyone that doesn't look like you, they don't exist. They don't matter.
That was your science class?
That was science. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. That was it. And we walked out and they just gave us bags of money.
It served you well. I mean, you live in Hollywood where that's kind of true.
Yeah.
You guys are the only ones that exist here.
Pretty much.
I feel terrible
you
joking
guys.
Like that. So, yeah. So he's like, learn the planets, learn everything, learn science, all of it. And then they're like, this is impossible. We mm-hmm. can't. You can't learn everything in one night. What are we going to do? And then that's when Zach's like, I got an idea to cheat. Here's what we're going to do. Now, the next scene is Slater meeting up with the Valley team
mm-hmm.
and the Max. And, of course, classic nerds. Every single one of them has tape on their glasses. Pants hiked up too high. Just classic nerd trope. They sit down, and that's when Slater's like, look, I want to help you guys win. And they're just like, we don't need your help. What are you talking about? And he goes, well, they've taught Zach, Screech has taught Zach everything he knows. So just for all intents and purposes, it's Screech is back in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, holy shit. And then he's like, but they're planning. I meant to write down the exact words because he says like they're planning to win in the sports category.
Right. I got to say, I didn't understand what their actual
right.
plan was.
Right.
Like, were they saying, I don't want to step on whatever you're about to say,
but
like, were they saying, oh, we'll tell them it's about football, but then we're going to say bat, because that's what wound up.
Yes, I'm with you, because he says that, he's like, they're planning on winning in the sports category, and they're concentrating on football.
Right.
Like, learn as much as you can about football. And
right.
they're like, okay, but this plan hinges on whether or not you know what the questions are going to be asked.
Yeah.
You know what the categories are. Like, you have to know. So, you have to know all that stuff ahead of time. So, unless they're just cutting out the part where, like, Zach stole the questions or something.
The one thing you could say, maybe this was it, is that these kids are really good at teacher strikes. And they're not good at other things. I don't know. Like, maybe.
Or are you supposed to believe, like, they're so diabolical. Like, look at
right.
how easily they did the teacher strike shit.
Yes.
And then, yeah, they could easily break in and steal academic bowl questions.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But they don't address that. They don't address how they would know what the categories are because you mm-hmm. wouldn't know.
Yeah.
So it's just a weird plan where it's like, I guess you're like you're hoping you'll get lucky that you'll get a sports category. Otherwise.
Yeah.
And then my whole thing, too, is sports isn't even academic. Because by the time they get to. I'm sorry, I just, like, steamrolled over you.
No, go for it. Okay. I'm used to it.
Ah, damn!
Get in personal!
damn. Window into our relationship. So the Academic Bowl starts, which I pointed out because Belly comes out and he's like, "Welcome to Academic Bowl," and it's like, "Dun, dun, 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 dun." It's like,
yeah, the horns and like, yeah, where that came
the
from?
Regal welcome, yeah, like it's so yeah. So horns.
They should
happen.
Have cut to like the Queen of England on the side doing her wave.
Totally, and like knights on horses with those like really long horns. Yeah. So horns happen, and then they're starting the thing. And so they ask all the questions. I guess I should say this is going to totally shit all over my theory of sports not being academic, because most of the questions they ask are like not academic.
Oh, really? Weren't they?
In a way that it's, when I think of an academic bowl, I think, I mean, it's really going to be some book learning.
But you're saying the sports questions or the questions that were before
this? Well,
most of them,
because, well, I guess some of them, well, there's one where they go, what are the name? Well, Lisa interrupts because it really is like a Grimm's fairy tale question. Right. So I guess that is literary. Absolutely. But yeah. He goes, Belling's like, name the seven dwarves, or what were the seven dwarves' names in Snow White? And then Lisa interrupts before he finishes. And I just wrote this down because she names those motherfuckers in record time. Like, who knows that fast? I mean, she's like, don't be sleepy. And like, they're like, what? Yeah. And then that's when, you know, Belding's like, wrong, I didn't finish the question.
Right.
And then it turned out, yeah, they didn't have names. Walt Disney named them. That's all. Who cares? But the main point is like how insanely quickly she named all seven dwarves.
Yeah. Fast. Yeah. That was.
That was bonkers. She does that. When Belding says, no, I'm sorry, Lisa. Then the Valley team buzzes in. That's when Belding accidentally goes. He's like, sorry, Lisa, that's wrong. Nerds? I mean, Valley?
Totally, okay. Said that.
The principal totally said that. Yeah. Principal totally calls other children nerds. But I had to write this down because when he does it, and I don't know if you heard, he does that. One of the extras, you can so as loud as ever, one extra goes, oh! It's amazing.
I didn't see that. Oh, in the audience?
Yeah, like you could just hear somebody go, oh! Like harsh. After the principal calls them nerds. Okay. So then, you know, they're losing. Bayside's losing. Jesse's like, when's your plan going to work? Because we're totally losing. And then that's when Zach's kind of like, well, relax. So maybe Zach did see the questions ahead of time. Because he's so confident that one of the categories is going to be sports. Unless he's going off maybe the year before, like the prior Academic Bowl, they had sports as a category. Maybe they just have the same categories every year.
Maybe. But yeah, I'm with you. I think that's really...
Something's missing. There's a missing piece.
Yeah, I mean, I think these guys, when they're writing this, is like, you know what? Just shut up with the questions. Just this is what we're gonna do. Yeah, like, if people are watching this 22 minutes in, let's just, you know, we'll be thankful, and we're not gonna
thankful. We'll just be appreciative that they're still there. So then that's when, you know, Zach's like, chill out, ladies, I got this. And then, you know, the next thing Belding says is, our next category is sports. And so they're like, oh, cool, you do totally have it. Now, this, again, I still argue that sports is not an academic category.
Mm-hmm.
And especially in this case, because the questions now, I swear to God, one question, Belding goes, who is the Chicago Bull who defies gravity? At that point, one of the questions would be like, name a cool dude. It's so...
Yeah, that was actually... I was thinking the name the cool dude guy, the question. Yeah, that's not academic.
World is that academic?
Yeah, I don't know. Is that even old guy academic? That's the Polish joke guy from before in the room. It's just like, guys, I'm tired. I gotta go home.
Just name a sports guy and make up a question around him.
Yeah, who plays sport? You win. Yeah. All right, I gotta go home. I gotta cash this check.
Who plays a sport? Name a person who plays a sport. They do. You win.
That turns into like a Billy Eichner thing.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Well, no, so he does. So, of course, like Zach gets all these questions right. You know, and then the final question is like, name who invented basketball. He names it. They totally win. And
oh my gosh, you know who else named it? This guy.
Wow. That's right, you did. You took pride. You were like, James Naismith. And I was like, yeah, dork. Like, yes, congratulations. You and Zach Morris have the same academic background.
Pretty much.
So, yeah. Congrats.
Well, I mean, you know, I don't want to brag or anything, but.
Yeah. So that's it, though. That he does it. They win. Mm-hmm. Bayside totally wins. And that's when you turned to me and you were like, so the message of this show is cheating is good?
Yeah, there's no repercussion.
None. And they don't even confess. You would think even maybe they'd go, okay, yeah, we won, but we got to say we totally cheated. Like, yeah, they just own it. They're like, yeah, we totally won.
Belding's like, great. Wow, I'm really impressed. Well, I mean, you know, it's cool, like, you know, I'm talking like the one. Yeah, it's really cool, you know, but like, Screech is in the hospital. He taught me everything on his deathbed.
Yeah, that's right. Screech is still in the hospital.
We have no idea what's happening. Like, Screech is like dying, and they cheated and took advantage of a dying kid, and the principal called those other kids nerds. Like, yeah, let's now blow up a car. Like, what? How many wrong things happened on this show? Let's pull a strike so no these teachers don't get paid. Fuck them. Let's take advantage of a dying kid who's like in a hospital with no parents. What is the moral of this show?
The moral this and Ayn Rand. Ayn Rand. I couldn't even get the joke out. I wanted to be like the show is created by the author of The Fountainhead. I always get annoyed when people call her Ayn Rand. I just want to be like, it's Ayn Rand.
But?
Because I don't want to afford her the respect of pronouncing her name correctly. Plus, that's not even her name. She gave herself that name.
I'm just curious. So, Tony Visconti held this microphone.
Oh, yeah. He totally sat on this couch. No big deal.
Okay. What was his feeling on
Well, boyfriend, you'll have to go back and listen to some of my artistic output to find out.
But, like, before you hit record on this.
Right.
He's watching the show.
Oh, he just was kind of tripping out. I mean, he was cool with it. He just was like, that was crazy. Like, right. He was really delightful about it. I told him ahead of time, though, because I'm like, trust me, it will not hurt my feelings at all if you're like, what the fuck is this shit, whatever, whatever. Right. But he was actually really like, that's crazy. Like, it's kind of funnily crazy.
Yeah. Because I mean, I could see like
basically, well, I'm saying you have a way worse attitude than Tony Visconti. So make thoughts.
Right. Okay. Like I give a shit about Bowie. Oh. Am I supposed to be impressed?
Oh damn! What?
Buzzing. Yeah. But no. It's. I mean, I could see this show. I mean, it's like it's your podcast. I get it. Like it's there's so much to be said about this show.
Yes.
Seriously. No. I think it's. You know, I get it. It's like perfect.
But
there's no but. There.
But it's terrible.
Your podcast or the show?
The show.
I'm kidding. almost said podcast. No, it's like it's like this show was perfect to be picked on.
Yeah. Well, and also because yes, totally. And then, like I said, I don't.
But you genuinely watched it.
Genuinely, 100%. Like it was. I did not watch it ironically. Right. I have a genuine love for it.
How many seasons was the show on?
It was like 7 or 8. Hmm. I'll have to look at the DVDs. But yeah, yes, and it was on every single day when I got home from school. Like I just knew as soon as I got home from school, I'm going to sit and watch 4 episodes of this. It was just like my latchkey kid. I'm going to sit in front of the TV with a snack and watch this for 2 hours every single day.
Is it weird that I thought this show was called Saved by LaBelle and it was some kid named LaBelle who was like,
you fucking idiot. Well, I thought that was a Patti LaBelle joke you were setting up.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh my God. Now we have to break up. Saved by LaBelle.
Saved by LaBelle.
On BET.
Whatever.
So how do you feel about having watched an entire episode of this?
Okay. In all seriousness, I think this show, now having watched it from start to finish, I think the show is, it's, you know, on Netflix and you can watch it. It's fun to watch with you because we can do this afterwards.
Right. You're like, it's a show. It's on TV.
No, it's great. I mean, the other thing is, I think it's a really interesting, like, you know, just kind of capturing time at this period, like what everyone dressed like. Cause
oh my God, totally.
Everyone dressed
terribly
like that. And that should never happen again. So how's your text messages going?
I'm just turning off my timer, smartass.
Okay, here we go.
Whoa.
This is it.
Okay, your Twitter is at Blitz and Beans.
Yes.
Why is it that? Why have I never asked you that? Is it like your nickname as a kid or something?
No, I don't.
You just like beans?
At the time when I did the thing, it just kind of happened.
Oh, me too. That's why mine's Ape. I don't like it anymore.
Does anyone ever call you that?
Yeah, like, all the time. Like Chip calls it. That was like Chip's nickname for me. And then, well, most people either call me Apey or Apes or Ape.
Really?
Like some form of Ape, because April is just right. Like Ape.
Well, I got the...
Thank you.
Yeah.
Some variation of Ape, Apey, Apes. It was usually Apes growing up.
Right.
But that was taken. Every form of April, April Marie, April Richards, every form that was already taken. Like,
so
somebody
that,
already had just, like, at April. Which, by the way, even when I signed up, even though I signed up for Twitter, like, whatever, 100 years ago now, like, even at the time, April was taken, and the person who had it hadn't updated in, like, a year. So I just remember being annoyed looking at it, like, can I just please have at April? You're clearly not using this.
Right.
But yeah, by that point, I just was like, okay, AP. Because Chip just calls me that all the time. But now, yeah, I can't change it now. I mean, it's my nickname, so it's like, okay, but.
What's Donna call you?
Kid? I don't know. Is she April?
Well, does she call you April?
No, she doesn't. I'm thinking, what's the last time my mom has ever had to, like, say my name, Destiny's Child style? I don't know, because obviously it's not like when I answer the phone, she's like, hello, April. Like,
right. Beyonce?
Yes.
No, mom. Sorry,
my
April?
Mom calls me Beyonce. No, I'll have to think about that one and give you an answer at a later date.
That's so weird.
Because what does your mom call you? When's the last time your mom had to call you by your name, though?
I mean, it happens. I mean, like...
It doesn't happen on the phone, I'm sure, because it's like, who else is going to be answering your phone? So that, it never happens in that way. And the last time I was home, or like hanging out with my parents, like I don't remember her being...
Although, can you think of anything weirder than I see my mom calling me, I pick up the phone, I'm like, hello? And she says, Sean? Yeah, exactly. Like, what? Nothing, never mind, bye. And just hangs up.
Bye. Like, doesn't even talk to
you
at
all. Or just
like,
oop, and hangs up. Roger? What? Click.
Mom! You call her back. Mom, who's Roger? What?
What are you talking about? And she puts on a fake voice. I know this is you. Why are you doing a voice? I'm not here.
All right. I'll call my mom later and go, what do you call me, Mom? She'll be like, what? April? What? Yes. So you're Blitz and Beans.
Yes.
At BLITZ
N
BANZ
S.
And you're funny. And you're awesome. Yay.
High five.
All right.
And we love high fives.
We love high fives.
Yeah.
You're pro high five. Oh my God. I've actually episodes ago talked about getting dumped over high fives. And you're like a pro high five dude. There were people that really truly emailed me. I had a couple of ladies email me and go, don't worry. Like, you'll find a guy who likes to high five. And I did.
What am I saying? Oh, wait. But that actually, I was going to say, so after this, it gets posted. And then at what point in time do people start saying they despise, like,
you personally,
or
like,
you or whatever? Like, it's immediate? Like, when those...
No, it depends. It's usually a few hours after I put it up.
Because, like, you know, if people listen to this.
Yeah.
How about being nice? You know what I'm saying?
Well, to be... Yes. Most people are super nice.
Okay, good.
A lot of dudes will send me sexually explicit things.
Right. That's
but now they know I have
met.
You to fight them.
Right.
But now they're going to hear you and get scared.
Yeah, they
and
better,
be like, this dude's going to fight me in an alley.
This guy's going to get a fucking ruler and hit, I don't know, I have nothing. I'm going to cry if someone runs after
me. No, don't. Don't put that out there. Put that you're going to fight for my honor.
I'm going to fight for your honor. Are you kidding me? I'm 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
And my right arm is a mallet.
It's like Popeye's arm.
Yeah, literally. It's Popeye's arm. No, I'm definitely, I would cry if someone like.
Don't.
Not publicly, unless the fight was outside. Then I would cry in public. But if it was inside, I would cry inside. I wouldn't cry.
This is a cool ending.
I would beat the
hell
out of
someone. So just FYI, any dudes listening to this, you could totally beat up my boyfriend. Cool. Cool to know. So enjoy it. Enjoy that knowledge.
Is that it?
Is that how you want to end it?
Thank you for having me on your podcast.
Thank you for being here.
Can I thank...
No, because you can't. Oh, okay. Because that person will be on soon. Somebody canceled today.
That's
but they're going to be on soon.
I was like, you got to do this. And I was like, all right.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
And you had fun.
I had a blast. This was great.
Okay, good.
We hung out and like I get paid for doing a podcast with you.
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
Get paid in
blah. Easy.
Okay.
All right.
That was the end of this Go Bayside, everyone. The next episode. Okay. I obviously skipped the Isn't It Romantic episode because all it is a clip show. So I just went ahead and made the executive decision to skip that one because whatever, that's all it is a rerun of clips. So the next episode coming up is Slater's Sister, for those of you watching at home. Also a little bit of business. I will be doing the finale live at the Los Angeles Podcast Festival. That is the last weekend of September. If you would like to, you should go anyway. Because it's fun. I went last year. It's super fun. Every awesome podcast that you know is there doing live shows. I was lucky enough last year to be a guest on the Dana Gould Hour. And it's awesome. So totally, it's lapodfest.com. Go buy tickets. Come out here. Go to it. They have it in this really cool hotel. I think you get like all-encompassing passes to do everything. And a lot of the hosts do stand-up. So lapodfest.com. Go to that. I have probably about 10 episodes left, then the live finale, and then I'm going to do special episodes for the two movies. I'm going to be doing the Hawaiian Style movie and The Wedding in Las Vegas. So those will be episodes that will come out even after the graduation finale. And then I am also planning to do an episode for the Lifetime movie, that they're doing about behind the scenes of Saved by the Bell. I am going to do that. So details forthcoming for all that kind of stuff. And thanks again for listening and for giving me awesome iTunes reviews and rating me high and sending me nice emails, which most of you do. And I very much appreciate it. And yeah, thanks for being awesome, everyone. And I will see you next time on Go Bayside. Beaker, 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 beaker.